there was really no reason to shoot anybody. He could have even just pointed the gun and said, back off. No reason to shoot whatsoever.
It doesn't really make any sense, but people that live that life don't make sense to me.
An exclusive interview with Johnny Wachter's brother on this August 21st. The LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. Also coming up on the show today, how much is L.A. spending to show off the Olympic flags at City Hall?
Council members recently approved $500,000 to build out these L.A. 28 Olympic flag displays.
Really? And the Valley loses the last of its kind.
You know, I think it's a tragedy because it's so pretty and it's just, it historically needs to be here.
That's all ahead. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. My colleague John Baird and I were talking earlier, texting, actually, about the Johnny Wachter case. And what we're saying is that as reporters, there are certain cases that stick with you. That have particular resonance. The Wachter case is one of those because everybody can envision themselves walking into a random situation, being confronted with something, and that's it. It's a horrible thought. In this case, Wachter, as I'm sure you know by now, walked up to car thieves while they were trying to steal his catalytic converter downtown after a shift at a bar. John got a chance to talk exclusively with Johnny Wachter's brother following the charges being filed earlier in the week. Here's John and Lance Wachter.
First off, I wanted to get your reaction. I know that you guys had been waiting for a couple of months and waiting to see if there was a break in the case, and then some suspects have been arrested. What was your reaction to that initially?
Initially, I was actually kind of surprised, just given the timeline. When I heard they had nabbed, you know, four suspects, I was pretty stoked, to be honest with you. I didn't expect to hear that, especially this soon. So it was actually kind of awesome.
And then the revelation comes out that supposedly these guys were talking about it in jail, and it got picked up on a recorder.
I'm glad they did because it worked in our favor, but you know, it also kind of eats at you a little bit knowing that someone's bragging about or just willing to even talk about it. You know, it's not something that any normal person would be proud of or want to talk about. So,
and then how about the fact that the DA and if I believe I'm correct on this, that they didn't file the gang enhancements, at least at this point.
So I know that they may still be able to, but yeah, we were definitely disappointed with that because, I mean, we know that the penalties are a lot harsher and we don't want these guys getting out of jail and, you know, having them off the street, you know, is better for everybody.
Lance Wachter went on to say he doesn't have much faith in the justice system in Los Angeles, which is a hard thing to hear from a family that is grieving over a lost loved one. Here's another part of the interview where John and Lance Wachter talked about what happened during the crime itself.
You know, I've talked to many people about this, and the thing that I can't shake is there was really no reason to shoot anybody. He could have even just pointed the gun and said, back off. No reason to shoot whatsoever.
So it doesn't really make any sense, but people that live that life don't make sense to me. Because that's a scary thing to walk up on and realize, you know, you're being robbed. Like, your initial reaction is probably going to be fear. I don't care who you are when you're startled like that, and you know.
Do you look at the four of them any differently? Because I often wonder if people are out together, they commit a crime. One of them shoots somebody, they jump back in the car, and I'm thinking, why did you do that? I'm going to go to prison the rest of my life. Do you look at them differently, or do you think, nope, they all should be behind bars for the rest of their lives?
I would probably vary on that question, depending on who I was connected with. You know, when it's my brother, you're damn right I expect, you know, all these guys to go to jail for the rest of their life. I understand that only one person pulled the trigger, but I do believe that all of these guys are violent offenders. And so I think if it just depends on who had the gun on any given night.
It's John Baird with Lance Wachter, brother of Johnny Wachter. If it seems like your electric bill's gone up a lot, you would be right. Electric bills have gone up almost 110% over the past 10 years, and higher rates are coming at the same time as rising temperatures. Some of the reasons for the higher prices are wildfires. You probably could have guessed that, the costs associated with them. Weather, equipment upgrades, rooftop solar incentives. Average bill for a SoCal Edison customer in July jumped up to $185. And we're not unique in California. Rates are also rising in the rest of the country. The city of L.A. is spending $500,000 to showcase something you've probably seen on TV.
First, the world saw it. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass taking the Olympic flag from Paris. There were actually several Olympic flags that returned to Los Angeles with the mayor, and there's already some construction happening to put those flags on display. There will be some display cases outside the mayor's third floor office and also a set of flags on display inside the council chamber, and maybe some on display on the 27th floor of Los Angeles City Hall. That's the Tom Bradley room. Los Angeles council members recently approved $500,000 to build out these LA 28 Olympic flag displays. That money also includes some cash to remove what were diplomatic gifts that were on display on the third floor here at City Hall. They're going to be restored and then relocated to the Los Angeles Convention Center. At LA City Hall, I'm Craig Figner, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
If you haven't eaten there, you've probably seen it if you've driven along Fairfax, kind of north of the busy Fairfax Village area into West Hollywood. Okie Dog, kind of dilapidated orange building there at Fairfax and Willoughby. What was an old punk rock hangout. Beastie Boys used to eat there. Bad Religion had a song that mentioned it. Well, they're moving after decades and decades and decades. Don't know where. They say they're going to open up someplace new after they close the spot in West Hollywood at the end of the month. If you haven't had it, the Okie Dog is actually two hot dogs, pastrami and chili, all wrapped up in a tortilla. Something else orange that will be gone soon. Emily Valdez, Woodland Hills.
The San Fernando Valley used to be filled with orange groves, but bit by bit, they've been replaced by homes.
Yes, I grew up here. And so I remember the orange groves being all near the Northridge Mall and here, and it was so pretty and beautiful.
The final orange grove in Woodland Hills, it's just 12 acres, about 1,400 trees. It's now well on its way to being approved for a 21-house development.
You know, I think it's a tragedy because it's so pretty and it's just, it historically needs to be here.
The developer says they plan to take 4 acres, have 700 trees. It will be a park. An official with the LA Planning Commission said they intend to approve the project.
Planning for the People Mover continues, and now they've got the final 4 train cars. They've arrived from the manufacturer in Pennsylvania to complete the fleet. Don't really need them anytime soon because the LAX People Mover won't actually be up and running until the end of 2025, early 2026. But LAX is going to be the first airport in the country to use these new cars that have aluminum shells that can be recycled. Not sure why we need to talk about that quite yet. But also something called a regenerative braking system, like many EVs and hybrid cars have. Richard Simmons' cause of death revealed next. Got the cause of death for Richard Simmons. His brother Lenny tells People magazine the coroner's office told him it was accidental due to complications from falls recently, with heart disease as a contributing factor. Simmons' housekeeper found him dead last month, just a day after he turned 76 years old. The LAPD said right away that no foul play was suspected in the case. And that's the LA Local for this August 21st. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Full coverage of the Democratic National Convention continues on KNX News 97.1 FM. So make sure you tune in at any point to get caught up on what's happening in Chicago. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Hit the follow button. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love it. And you'll get the show. Got the cause of death for Richard Simmons. His brother Lenny tells People magazine the coroner's office told him it was accidental due to complications from falls recently with heart disease as a contributing factor. Simmons' housekeeper found him dead last month, just a day after he turned 76 years old. The LAPD said right away that no foul play was suspected in the case. And that's the LA Local for this August 21st. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory, all 14 dealerships, lacarguy.com. Full coverage of the Democratic National Convention continues on KNX News 97.1 FM. So make sure you tune in at any point to get caught up on what's happening in Chicago. And follow the LA Local on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you get your shows. Hit the follow button. Leave us a 5-star rating and review. We'd love it. And you'll get the show every day on your phone. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.